Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah and Emma, for putting all this on and those involved in it. And thank you for those who've already shared. Thank you, Rosa. Lovely share as well. I'm very honoured to be a part of the CODA team committee. And I suppose, I wrote lots of notes and I thought, I can't do that. I can't read off the thing. I suppose I'm just going to do a let on this because I always get so nervous. So first of all, I'd like to thank Rosa for being our wonderful chair and all the CODA committee, because we are really a little family. We really are. It's just been absolutely amazing. We have people in South America, Central America, North America, in Europe, UK, all over the place. So, and if anybody is interested, please get in touch to join our community of CODA team. But I suppose I'd say, how did I arrive, first of all, at CODA team? And I remember I went as a delegate to Atlanta in 2019 and met wonderful people. If you've never been a delegate, you've never been to a CODA service conference, go, because it's just the most amazing thing. But then I heard people mentioning about CODA teen, and there was this sort of veil of, don't mention CODA teen. Oh, it was terrible. It was closed. Don't go anywhere near that. And whenever I hear anything like that, it always tweaks my imagination. What's going on here? And I had the privilege to hear about a CODA service conference, which was in 2020. And we heard CODA teen, the people in South America talking about, they talked about all the work they were doing in South America and in Colombia and in Argentina, and they presented the SPO, Spanish outreach, this wonderful video. And I said, well, why isn't somebody doing this? So several of us got together afterwards, and with the backing of CODA Board, who have been very instrumental in helping us form a task force. We were asked to form a task force. And so in 21, we formed this task force. And 22, after a really busy year of making all sorts of literature for looking at other fellowships as well, how they had dealt with teens, we then came to the conclusion, we ended up with a wonderful handbook, which is about 48 or 49 pages long, but it's really wonderful. And in our CODA meetings, this is actually helpful for the adults because it tells you a whole format. It even has about transference. It's a wonderful little Bible for looking at how to. But we've also created for CODA teen, for the teens. So it's in two parts, really. One part is for the adults, and we have CODA adult hosts, host stroke sponsors. We do not, as adults, we do not sponsor the teens. They sponsor each other, like they did in the beginning of CODA with co-sponsors or sponsoring each other. The teens sponsor themselves. So that's a wonderful thing in itself. But we are there, if we are trained and we have been vetted by the CODA team committee, if we do a training, which is once a month, and it's a wonderful system with slides and recordings. And if people want a copy of the recording, or want to join us on the training, they're very welcome, but they need to be vetted by having police checks, very strong police checks. We have a minimum behavioural and safety requirement. We also have a parental permission registration. The parents must sign. And if they cannot sign or there's a problem there, maybe the therapist or counsellor or teacher might be able to sign, but usually it's the parents. And when we had this wonderful, as Rosa has said, on the 5th of January, we had our first English-speaking CODA meeting, and the parents came and spoke on, and we put them into a breakout room to discuss things about their fears or concerns or whatever, that it would be safe meeting for them. And we asked them to sign the parental permission registration. A CODA teen meeting cannot start on its own. It has to be registered with CODA World. So this is a very boundaried system. When you look at what's happened, 16, 18 years ago when CODA teen stopped, they had various problems because it wasn't structured correctly or whatever. But if you look at CODA. It was in its infancy, really, but now CODA's in its adulthood. And, you know, the world is ready for CODA teen. It's crying out for change. And, of course, with change comes fear. People are worried about what will happen with this and what will happen with that, just as a normal CODA member might do, or parents would, quite rightly. But actually, with fear, afterwards comes acceptance when we're working the program. The CODA board have been very helpful. We became a fully fledged CODA committee in 2022. We presented various pieces of literature. We have What is CODA Teen leaflet. We have a step study guide, especially for teens. We have the CODA Teen steps and traditions. We have the CODA Teen, as I said, step study guide. And we also are in the process of doing, for the teens, how to set it up. But we have everything written down, everything to be helpful to the teens, so that we give them a safe, loving place for them to be able to explore their behaviours, to be able to, I mean, we had the first meeting, I mean, the English first meeting, there was Colombia had their first Spanish-speaking meeting last month, but we in English-speaking, it was the 5th of January in California, but it's worldwide, so we had people from the Far East that came online, which is wonderful. And the wonderful thing was the person who was running it said, he's a teen, he's actually been in CODA, but he is such an enlightening person. He was running the meeting, and we were observers as part of the CODA teen. We had permission to be there from the teens. But his first opening remark was, "What ice cream? What's your favourite ice cream?" And they all sort of relaxed and they giggled and they said what their ice cream, you know, their favourite ice cream. It sort of broke the beginning of nervousness and whatever. And they began to really share about themselves and their backgrounds, which is what we want, a safe, loving space for them to explore their own emotions. So,
Julian? Can you wrap up in about a minute? We're going to take a break in a minute, if you could, please.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, what we do in the meeting is, of course, we follow it like CODA, but it's the four foundational documents. We each, as I say, the young people sponsor each other. There are very strong guidelines about how they proceed with the... We also have... lots of tools on the CODA.org website. You have a drop down which is for CODA teen. We have our own website. It's coming into action by itself, but at the moment it's on the back of CODA.org. It's interactive. There are quizzes there, so young people can look. For the adults that are interested, they must be CODA members. They must be at least 25 years old. They must have been in CODA for quite some time. It must be either the local meeting, regional meeting, intergroup or voting entities that would keep a careful watch on things, and that the adult is who they say they are, but they are vetted by CODA teen, and they have to go on the CODA teen the CODA teen training program. We still got a lot of literature that we're hoping at the moment. There are Rosa and Nadia from South America. They're actually helping to translate and make a CODA book, like we have the Blue Book, which is wonderful for the teens. And we're getting the teens to also contribute and write their stories, which is really, really important, like we have with the CODA book. So it's really a mirror image in some ways of what happens in CODA, but for teens, because we've all been teens, and wouldn't we have like to have had a CODA teen when we were young people? So as I say, we do the foundational documents, we do the promises, we do the long serenity prayer, CODA serenity prayer. And the wonderful thing is that these young people are really anxious to join us, and their parents are too. We're having lots of, a wonderful person looks after the emails, where requests come, and people are wanting to contribute and to actually join as teens. We have to, of course, check that they are online or face-to-face, that they are who they say they are. So there are really strong checks. So all I can say is I am really privileged to be on this wonderful committee and hoping it will be worldwide. I know various countries are very interested. And if you're interested and you want to know more, please get in touch with us at codateam@coda.org. Thank you.
Thank you, Jillian. Thank you.